Welcome to this lesson on warping a filtered breakdown with chopped vinyl character in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. This is one of those small workflow moves that can completely change the feel of a loop. We're taking a breakdown, locking it to the grid, darkening it, chopping it up, and giving it that slightly unstable sampler feel that works so well in jungle, rollers, and classic old school inspired drum and bass. The big idea here is simple. A breakdown is not just the part with fewer drums. In DNB, it's tension. It gives the listener a reset before the next drop, and if you shape it with filtered, chopped vinyl character, it can feel like a dusty record being played back through an old sampler. For this lesson, you want to think in phrases, not just loops. Even if your source is only one bar long, imagine how it answers the next bar. That call and response feeling is a big part of the old school jungle energy. Start by choosing the right source material. You want something with movement in the mid-range, not just a flat pad. Good beginner options are a chopped vocal, a Rhodes or piano phrase, a dusty chord loop, or even a break that has a melodic fragment inside it. Short is usually better here. 1 to 4 bars is a great place to start. If the sample has a bit too much low end, that's okay. We'll clean that up later. In fact, a slightly messy source can be useful, because once we filter and chop it, that extra texture can become part of the character. Now drag the audio onto an audio track and turn warp on if it isn't already following the tempo. In Ableton Live 12, warping lets you line the sample up with your project BPM so it stays musical. Open clip view and find the first strong transient or clear starting point. Set that as your anchor, then make sure the sample loops cleanly over 1, 2, or 4 bars. If the sample is mostly melodic or full-bodied, try Complex or Complex Pro. If it's more percussive, beats can work well. The goal is to keep it in time without making it feel too perfect. And that's an important point. For jungle and old school DNB, a little looseness is actually a good thing. You want it tight enough to work in the track, but not so corrected that it loses the sampled feel. Next, darken the sound with a filter. Add auto filter and start with a low pass filter. Bring the cutoff down until the sample feels more like it came from an old record or a sampler. A good starting range might be somewhere between 300 Hz and a couple of kilohertz, depending on how bright the source is. A little resonance can help give the filter some edge, and a touch of drive can add warmth and attitude. Don't overdo it. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're trying to create space for the drums and bass while adding tension. If you want the section to feel alive, automate the cutoff across 4 or 8 bars. Even a small movement, like opening from around 700 Hz up toward 1.8 kHz, can make the breakdown breathe. This is especially effective right before the drop. Now comes the chopped vinyl part. This is where we turn the breakdown into something more rhythmic and more like an old sampled phrase. There are a couple of ways to do this in Ableton, but for a beginner, manual slicing is usually the easiest. Duplicate the clip, then split it into chunks. Try slicing on half bar, quarter bar, or even 8-note divisions. A nice trick is not to cut everything exactly on the grid. If you slice a little before or after a hit, it can sound more human and more sampled. You can also mute some slices so the phrase has space. In DNB, silence is part of the groove. If every moment is filled, you lose the tension. Try patterns like 2 quick chops and 1 longer hold, or chopped hits followed by a rest. That stop-start energy is a big part of the jungle feel. If you want a faster workflow later, you can use simpler in slice mode and trigger the chops from MIDI, but for now, keeping it visible in the arrangement window is helpful because you can see what you're doing. Once the chops are in place, humanize the timing a little. Add tiny fades to avoid clicks. Nudge a few chops a little late, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds, if you want a laid-back groove. Pull 1 or 2 slightly ahead if you want urgency. The main thing is to keep the important downbeat stable and let the smaller fills beat a bit looser. You can also automate volume and filter movement very subtly. Small dips of 2 to 6 dB on certain chops can make the phrase feel more musical. Tiny pan shifts can add old sampler flavor too, but keep the low end centered and don't make the movement too extreme. Now let's add some texture. A few stock Ableton devices can really sell the chopped vinyl illusion. EQ8 is great for cleanup. If the sample is muddy, high pass it around 100 to 180 Hz. If it clashes with the snare crack, gently dip somewhere around 2 to 4 kHz. If it feels boxy, reduce a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. Then try saturator for a bit of harmonic thickness. Just a few dB of drive can help the sample feel a little dirtier and more present. After that, Redux can add bit reduction and a bit of sample rate grit. Keep it subtle. You want texture, not total destruction. Vinyl distortion can also be useful if you want a more worn, dusty edge. Echo and reverb can work too, but keep them dark and controlled. Too much wash can blur the groove and make the breakdown fight the next section. A nice starter chain is EQ8, then saturator, then redux, then auto filter, with maybe a short, dark echo if needed. If you want a more sampler-like tone, put saturator before redux so the harmonics get crushed a little afterward. That often gives you a harder, older feel. Now step back and think about arrangement. This is where the idea stops being just a sound design trick and starts becoming part of the track. A breakdown like this often works best in 4, 8, or 16 bar phrases. 4 bars is good for a quick setup before a fill. 8 bars is the classic tension section before a drop. 16 bars is for a deeper, more atmospheric bridge. A very common DNB structure might be an intro, then a chopped breakdown section, then a fill or riser, and then the drop. You want the breakdown to lead into the next section, not just sit there. Let one chop ring out into the fill. Reverse the last slice into the first downbeat of the drop. Or remove the final hit so the listener feels the anticipation. That kind of phrasing matters a lot in drum and bass, because the drop should land with impact. If the breakdown is clearly structured, the switch into the next section feels bigger. Then check the mix. Make sure the breakdown isn't fighting the kick and sub. Keep the sub mono. High pass the breakdown if it's cluttering the low end. Leave room around 40 to 120 Hz for foundation of the track. If the sample is harsh in the upper mids, calm it down a bit. The breakdown should feel like part of the track, but not the main event when the drums and bass come back in. A good mindset here is to use the breakdown as a bridge, not a destination. It should create tension, an identity, and set up the return of the full groove. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't warp so tightly that you erase the vibe. Don't leave too much low end in the sample. Don't chop every slice to the same length, or it'll sound mechanical. And don't overuse reverb or delay. Old school energy is often more about controlled grit than giant wash. If you want to push this further, try a band pass sweep instead of just low pass filtering. That can sound more unstable and underground. You can also layer a very quiet break underneath, or resample the chopped section and re-import it for a second pass. That fake sampler workflow often gives the breakdown a more authentic feel. Another nice trick is to make one chop stand out with extra saturation or a little more volume. A single highlighted hit can act like a hook inside the breakdown. Here's a quick practice exercise. Take a 1-4 bar sample, warp it so it loops cleanly, darken it with auto filter, chop it into at least 6 slices, rearrange it into a syncopated pattern with a couple of gaps, add a little saturator or redux, and automate the filter to open slightly over the last 2 bars. Then place a drum fill or snare roll after it and listen to how the transition lands. If you want to level it up, make 3 versions, 1 clean and restrained, 1 darker and grittier, and 1 loose and haunted. Compare which one leaves more space for the drop, which one feels most like jungle or old school, and which one gives the best transition into heavy bass. So the core lesson is this. Warp the breakdown so it locks to tempo, filter it into a darker tone, chop it rhythmically for movement, and shape it around your arrangement so it actually builds energy. A good chopped breakdown is not just texture, it's arrangement, tension, and identity. And in jungle and old school inspired DNB, that's often exactly what makes the track feel alive.